This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyang. The suspense over the election of new leader of the BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh is expected to be over very soon, with the party leadership appointing two central observers to oversee the process of election of a new chief minister in the northeastern state. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and its National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of the BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh, the party said in a statement today. The two central observers are likely to arrive in Itanagar tomorrow afternoon. They will hold meeting with the BJP legislators and come to a consensus before announcing the name of the new chief minister, a party leader said. The new BJP legislator party will then stake claim before the governor to form the next government in the state, he said, adding that the swearing-in ceremony of the new CM and his council of ministers is likely to be held the day after tomorrow. The central government will provide assistance to 3 crore additional rural and urban households for the construction of houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. A decision in this regard was taken in the first cabinet meeting of the newly formed NDA government in New Delhi yesterday. The government has been implementing the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana since 2015 to provide assistance to eligible rural and urban households for the construction of houses with basic amenities. Under the scheme, a total of 4 crore 21 lakh houses have been completed for eligible poor families in the last 10 years. As the 10th International Yoga Day approaches, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has ignited global enthusiasm. In a social media post today, Modi said yoga is a timeless practice that celebrates oneness and harmony. He highlighted yoga's remarkable ability to bridge diverse cultures and geographies and said yoga has united millions across the globe in the pursuit of holistic well-being. Modi said that everybody should be committed to make yoga an integral part of their lives and also encourage others to make it a part of theirs. He said yoga offers a sanctuary of calm and enables people to navigate life's challenges with calm and fortitude. International Yoga Day is observed on 21st June every year. Portfolios have been announced for the new Union Council of Ministers. Rajnath Singh has been retained as Defence Minister and Amit Shah as Home Minister and Minister of Corporation, while Nirmala Sitharaman will continue to be the Finance Minister and Dr. S. Jaishankar as External Affairs Minister. Nitin Gadkari has been retained the portfolio of Road Transport and Highways. Dharmendra Pradhan has again been given the responsibility of Education Ministry. BJP President JP Prakash Nadda will be the new Health and Chemical Fertilizers Minister, while former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan is the new Agriculture and Rural Development Minister. Ashwini Vaishnaw will be the new Minister of Information and Broadcasting. He will also continue to hold the charge of Rail Ministry. Kiran Rijiju will be the new Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Annapurna Devi has been handed the portfolio of Women and Child Development. Arunachal Indigenous Tribes Forum President Dr. Bengia Tulom, while chairing the first joint consultative forum meeting for the session 2023-2026 at Itanagar on Sunday, called for a mission mode approach on the AITF school adoption program. The resolution to adopt at least one school by the AITF Apex Federating CBOs was adopted in the second AITF General Conference held in October last year. Following a threadbare discussion in Sunday's meeting, a 7-point resolution was adopted. One of the key resolutions was the state government shall be urged to form a state board education and reintroduce the inter-village school system, pulling by the manpower and other resources. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, issued a cautionary advisory on Monday, urging students and parents to beware of misinformation about the syllabus, study materials and sample question papers for 2024-25 academic sessions, while urging students to avoid being deceived by online platforms spreading unverified information. The board said that certain online portals and websites are circulating outdated links and unverified news. It said that information from unauthorized sources can be misleading and may cause unnecessary confusion among schools, students, parents, and other stakeholders. The board advised students to refer only to the CBSE website for authentic information and updates. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.